just leave you. We will part at the end of the lane. Oh, you promised me, little Annie, you'd be waiting when the springtime comes again. When the springtime comes over the mountain and the wildflowers scatter over the plain, I shall watch for the leaves to return to the trees. I'll be waiting when the springtime comes again. One more, and we're just getting ready for all the fun ourselves. Give another hand to these folks, Chad Cobb, Jen Renee Fabricius, Mike Bubb, and Noam Pagelny, doing a fine job. I'm looking forward to going to the storytelling workshop with Sam Bush and Pastor Mustard and Cooster McAllister. I remember those days in 1975 fairly well, amazingly. Anyway, hope to see you through the weekend. We're going to do one more song, and this is from Billy Ed Wheeler. He wrote Jackson for Johnny in June. That worked out real good for him. He wrote a lot of great songs. You know, Jan and I are Johnny in June after all the taxes are taken out. But we want to sing this one. This is called High Flying Bird. I heard this verse is sung by Richie Havens, who I've seen on the Woodstock movie, and I thought, this guy is really awesome. And these, all these countercultures, all these hippies, all these big beards and stuff, and I want to be that person. I want to be one of them hippies. And I couldn't wait to leave my parents' house, you know, in Wheeling. And this song was kind of like that. It kind of signified that counterculture that I was reaching for. It was a high-flying bird way up in the sky. I wonder if she looks down as she flies on by. Look at me, I'm rooted like a tree, Lord. Can't get the heck away from here. So then I come to find out, I did get away. I moved out to Colorado and different places, but I come to find out years later that the song comes from West Virginia. So this song represents both me leaving and coming back to West Virginia. This is called A High Flying Bird. Give it to hand to Noam Pagelny. He's gonna kick it off for us here. Thank you.